Sandra Prusina from our sister station, Sportsnet 960 in Cowtown. Before we get to this highlight reel matchup on deck today between Canada and the U.S., Sandra, I know I haven't talked to you much, but I know you're a music fan, and I know you got to go way back into the time machine to reveal what's your favorite all-time music video. And it is?
I have two, and it's really tough for me to pick, but, and I don't think Adam will know either of these, obviously, just given what he told us, but Take On Me by A-ha, I think,
yes,
was pretty much a revelation, and I have to go Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer. That is kind of creepy, but pretty, pretty cool.
Well, Sledgehammer was basically, for lack of a better phrase, claymation, taken to a whole new level. And then Take On Me was basically a music video that was all sketch art.
Yeah.
Wow. Those are, you're hitting me in the feels here. Big.
Both are excellent songs. I don't know if I've seen the music videos for them.
Sandra, Adam is completely removed from this conversation right now.
But
I give two thumbs up for both of those choices.
Thank you.
That is awesome. I wonder what music's being played in the Canadian locker room going into tonight's gold medal finale, because whatever they've been playing, it's been working to get them pumped up, because our national women's team has been outstanding to this point. This is as good as our team has looked on the international stage wire to wire in a tournament to this point. Would you agree?
100%. I haven't seen them look this good probably in over a decade. And just watching them night in and night out, I took a look last night. Something that I was really curious was they boasted this team depth. They continue to talk about it and the integration of these rookies. There's eight players who are making their world's debut on this Canadian roster. And I thought to myself, why is this team working so well? And it's because they're rolling four lines, and you look at their time on ice, particularly for the forwards, nobody is on for a shift longer than 45 seconds. So even if they're deep in the offensive zone, if they're on a forecheck, if they're on a power play, they peel back for a line change. So they have the freshest bodies taking part in that next play. And I think that is so evident with this team. Everybody is bought in.
If you're looking ahead to the game this evening and that mentality of fresh bodies, keeping things quick, what are your expectations for how this game plays out? Will we see a physical affair? Will it be all offense? Will it be a tight checking contest? What would be your prediction?
To be honest, it's really tough to say, because when they faced the Americans a few days ago and won 5-1, it was physical, it was very defensive on the Canadian part, and it was very fast on the Canadian part. To me, the wild card is the Americans. What have they learned from that loss to the Canadians? We all know they're going to be amped up. There's no way that they want to lose today. They want a six-peat. But this is in the hands of the Americans, because to me, they've shown some kinks. And yeah, I know that they blew out Japan, but I thought Alex Cavallini was not the sharpest in goal. They probably turned to Nicole Hensley between the pipes today, but I just think it is leaky a little bit on that American blue line. So for the Canadians, they can expose that, and I think they can take advantage. It's going to be Canada on the counterattack and making the Americans pay for their mistakes.
Sandra Prusina from Sportsnet 960 in Calgary is with us this morning, getting us set for today's gold medal finale at the Women's Worlds between Canada and the United States. That game, and we talked a lot about it, and for good reason, because it's as impressive a Canadian performance as there's ever been against their arch rivals. And maybe we shouldn't be surprised when we see a 5-1 scoreline, but there was some spice to that game, wasn't there? There was a lot of hostility, and that's always going to happen when one team takes another to the woodshed. But we know it's a fierce rivalry. We've never really seen it taken to that level. And I'm wondering how much of that is in the memory bank for both teams when they step onto the ice against one another this afternoon.
Yeah, I actually have to chuckle now that you mentioned that. Just where they have the media set up, it's right above the Canadian bench. And one of the plays late in that third period, Sarah Filliere, who's a rookie for the Canadians, took out Brianna Decker. And Brianna Decker got up, said a lot of words that I can't say to you right now, and Sarah Filliere just skated off with no care in the world. And I just love that mentality for the Canadians, because they're not allowing, at least in that game, they didn't allow the Americans to get under their skin. The Americans seemed very frustrated with the fact that the Canadians didn't even seem fazed. And I think that that's an essence of these rookies who have never really experienced this battle before. This is completely new to them. So they're almost a little bit naive. And I think that's working in the favor of the Canadians. So I think we see that tonight, because the rookies have been integrated so well with all of the lines from 1 to 4, even on the blue line. And I think we see that come to play again tonight. Will the Americans be able to break those, that armor of the Canadians, and that mentality where Natalie Spooner was saying, we're having fun. She's playing on a line with a rookie like Sarah Filliere, and I think Filliere is bringing out something really special in Natalie Spooner and Melody Daou, who have looked like incredible, incredible world breakers. The Canadians, they're boasting essentially two number one lines. You've got the Poulin line, and then you've got the Spooner line. So I don't know if the Americans can break that down.
If you are looking for a difference maker tonight, you mentioned a couple of the veterans like Spooner. Is there one rookie that maybe is kind of flying under the radar that you think makes a huge impact tonight, maybe further down the lineup?
Further down the lineup, you know, I just want to circle back to the top line with Victoria Buck, because she's been playing mostly with Marie-Philippe Poulin and Breanne Jenner, and they've been doing a lot of the hard lifting, but it seems to me like Victoria Bach is poised to break out. She's been sniffing around that net incredibly. And then I look at that blue line, Ella Shelton, Claire Thompson, they have looked like seasoned veterans. So to me, I think they can be the difference maker tonight, because they're learning a lot from the likes of Erin Ambrose, Jocelyn on that back line, what she's been able to do over the years. So I think those are the three that really stick out to me.
A few more moments here with Sandra Persina from Sportsnet 960 in Calgary, talking about the gold medal matchup on deck later today between Canada and the United States. Who's going to start in goal for the Canadians? Because I'm wondering, normally it would be whoever's getting the crease in the semifinal is a lock to play for the gold. But is that going to be the case for our country today?
I think so. I still think Anne-Renée Desbiens is the starter here. Emerin Smashmeyer has looked fantastic throughout the tournament. A couple of shutouts. Both goalies have a couple of shutouts. But I think you've got to go back to Anne-Renée, just given the experience she has on the international stage. So something I asked both the players and the coach yesterday was, this is the first back-to-back for this team, actually, at this tournament. So how do you approach it? And essentially, Coach Ryan said, nothing changes. The players said nothing changed. So I'm going to go with that. He's been to his word at this point, and I don't expect anything to change today either.
All right, final question for you. And arguably two of the best players in the sport go head-to-head again in a gold medal finale. And we've talked about a lot of players already, but Marie-Philippe Poulin for Canada goes against Hillary Knight for another gold medal. And these players have a ton of respect for one another, but internally, the hardware that gets put around your neck. This has turned into one of the best matchups we've seen in hockey in the last decade, regardless of which countries are playing and which level it's at. Do you expect anything different in the matchup today between these two fierce competitors?
No, absolutely. You nailed it on the head right there. They've played professionally together in Montreal with the CWHA, or Canadian Women's Hockey League, and they have a lot of history, like you said, as friends and as teammates. But when it comes to Canada versus USA, they're no holds barred here. Marie-Philippe Poulin is feeling it, and that's no disrespect to Hillary Knight, who's had an awesome tournament. She's broken a bunch of records. She's passed Cammy Granato in a couple of categories, so she's been great. But Marie-Philippe Poulin has been better, and I don't say that as a Canadian. Marie-Philippe Poulin is feeling it. Yesterday, she had her stick banging on the ice. She wanted the puck every second that she was on there. She's like a pit bull. She wants the puck, and she wants to put it on goal. And I think that she wins that battle tonight.
Sandra, you've triggered a lot of our listeners with submissions for their favorite music videos, but more importantly, you've given us a great preview of what should be a dynamite gold medal final today between Canada and the United States. Enjoy it in Calgary, and thanks again for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Have an awesome day.